He's in there.
He's not to myself, is he?
Okay.
Where's the snacks, did you say?
It's 10 after, nobody's fault that we're late. It's just the way it went. Can you call the roll? Yeah? Well, that's my watch is set.
I'll call the meeting order.
Let's wait a couple minutes if it's only 4 after. And for those who came late, there's coffee and tea in the other room and some nibbles. Please feel free to help yourself. Nibbles, yes. I bite.
As long as it's not kibbles.
Oh, I wish it were kibbles.
It's a kibble.
Oh, kibble. You remember kibbles from the chocolate? Oh, it was a real deal. It's a couple of things that want to snuggle with you.
Can we forget something?
Deb, can we get going? Catch up.
I like the lobby. Can we please get started?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We want to begin the meeting.
Yeah, can we get started with the meeting?
I'm sorry.
Are we going to do it 5-2? Okay. 5-2? Okay. Go ahead, call the roll, please.
Okay. Ms. Allen?
She's out of town, but she's here on this speaker.
She's not yet.
Well, she will be.
Ms. Castaneda? Mr. Crozier?
Here.
Mr. Boney?
Here.
Mr. Bowie?
Here.
Ms. Gardner? Gardner?
Present.
Mr. Hoyt?
He's here. He's in the bathroom.
Okay. I see. James?
Here.
Mr. Lark? Mr. Lewis?
Here.
Ms. Martinez? Ms. Miller?
Present.
Ms. Moreno?
Present.
Patel Adams?
Yeah.
Ms. Rowline?
Present.
Ms. Robin? Mr. Barr and Naratoma?
Yeah.
Hello.
We hear you, Tracy. You have to speak up.
Ms. Rowe?
Hello.
Cheryl?
Hello.
We hear you.
Hello, Bill.
Who's that, Teresa?
Yes. It's Teresa. Teresa, you have to speak up. I've got the volume up all the way, and we can barely hear you.
Hello. Ms. Chapter.
We're doing roll call.
It's
Teresa.
We got you, Teresa.
I'm calling to the 515 number, but I'm getting a busy signal when I dial it.
You're at the meeting.
She's not here to talk to me. Mr. Weiskel. Ms. Williams.
Present.
And Mr. Willis. Okay, we have a form.
We have a form, but let's get started.
I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I send everybody the minutes from the first part of this meeting, January the 8th. I sent them out to everybody the last week. And I'd like to move that those be approved.
Second.
Any questions?
Any objections? No, Ted Weiskel is here.
Okay, Ted.
Are we talking minutes right now?
He's doing them right now.
I have a correction to the minutes.
For the 8th?
Mm-hmm.
For the 8th?
The 8th and many minutes preceding them all state that the recording of public comment is available on...
Well, we're not going to change the minutes with that. If the recording needs to be caught up to date, then we'll get that dealt with.
There is no recording. The minutes say there is a recording and there is no.
Bill, is there a recording?
Bill?
Oh, there's a recording, but, you know, I asked a long time ago. I don't have time to do the editing to get rid of the stuff in the beginning before the meeting control order and afterwards and chomp it up into one-hour segments and reduce the bit rate. If somebody can do that, then I can post them. Okay. I didn't bother to post them. I just volunteered to record them.
I may be behind time, but I thought that Bob's comment was not supposed to be part of the permanent record.
Yeah. Well, record the whole meeting.
I could do that, though.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Ted, I'll work with you on getting that straightened out. We need to go on improving.
I have no desire to work with you on that particular project. I just want the minutes to reflect that if there is a recording, and it says there is a recording, then there needs to be a recording. If there's no recording, then the minutes shouldn't say, if you want to hear a recording, go to this particular site.
Thank you.
Richard, why don't you note in the minutes that we're it's still under editing and will be released.
Yeah.
And Patrick volunteered to help with that.
Okay, is there no objection?
Yeah, okay. So hearing no objection other than that which was mentioned in Dead Candle, the meeting, the minutes will be approved as read.
And I would like to also make a motion to remove the minutes from December the 11th from the table so that we can get those approved.
I didn't understand what you just said.
I don't understand that either. To remove them from the table?
At the last meeting on January the 8th, those minutes from the December the 11th were put on the table. And I'm making a motion that they be removed from the table so that we can approve them.
Anybody want to make that motion?
I so move.
What did you move?
Mm-hmm.
To approve the minutes?
To remove them from the table so we can vote on them.
Okay,
I move to remove them from the table. To take them off the table.
Second.
Yeah, hold on.
Yes.
Any objections
for that? No. I didn't hear any. All those in favor of pulling the minutes off the table?
Well, there weren't any objections.
No objections. Okay, we don't have to. Yeah. All right.
Okay. You going to move to approve the minutes, too?
Okay, yeah. I thought that was already done. Yeah.
No, it's not done.
Right.
Any objections?
Okay.
This is not. Okay, the first thing that we really need to do is complete the officers' elections. I believe we do have quorum. The secretary will take nominations for secretary and treasurer, but first the secretary.
I move that Richard Duzel be treasurer.
Second nomination.
Secretary, you mean?
Secretary.
Yeah, we don't want to near the money.
I second that.
Any other nominations?
For just secretary?
For secretary. Do you want to know? No? Okay. Hearing no others, let's take a vote. All those in favor of Richard Uzzell for secretary?
Aye.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, Teresa. We got to.
Okay.
Against?
That's sufficient. That's four.
Against?
I don't think you see
how we go through them.
You want to vote against?
Yeah.
Okay, we're voting. The motion is.
Why is this coming?
The vote being taken is those against Richard Uzzell for secretary. May I see a show of hands?
You said vote against.
Well, there was a call to begin the meeting. It's 20 after.
Okay. The count is 13 to nothing.
Okay, Treasurer, nominations, please.
I nominate Teresa Allen. I nominate Teresa Allen.
Teresa Allen.
I second that.
Good. Second. Any other nominations?
Adriana Constantine. I second.
There was a second for. Okay, good.
I need a second for.
All right, so do we need to do this? Can we do this with a show of hands?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It would be better. It would be better. Let's see a show of hands. A show of hands and a show of hands for Fowler, please.
Teresa wants to speak.
Ask for.
Teresa wants to speak.
Okay, just a second.
Ask for objections.
Okay. Yes. Are there any objections to making a roll call vote?
To not have a roll call.
Okay.
To not have a roll call.
To not have a roll call vote?
Right, you said you didn't want to have a roll call vote, so it would go faster.
No, I didn't. No, if I did, that was. Teresa wants to say something. Teresa?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
Can you hear me? This is Teresa.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. I can't hear you very well, so someone might, there's a question for me specifically, you might want to speak directly into the phone. Do you want me to make a statement about why I want to run for treasurer?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that yes?
Yes.
Okay. I've turned the volume up do I have 1 minute?
Let's go.
Do I have 2 minutes? Okay. I can tell you my highest priority is getting to see the.
I didn't talk to Bill. I don't know.
For our station on the local level.
No. Can you talk a little bit louder, please?
I think that we can't make any progress unless you can somehow measure what we're doing. The previous months and years, and it's a big concern to me that we have not received these documents in a long time. I've been told in the past that we are going to get new phone systems and save a lot of money, for example, but I would like to see the estimates, and I would like to see the different bids, and I'd like to see the different options. And just general information about financially where we are, like how many paid employees do we have, how many are under contract, what we're spending on health care for our employees, and what we're spending on pensions for our employees. Just general information to see if you had the on the national level, my highest. One of my highest priorities, of course, is paying the debt and getting the audit done. And also our sources of revenue, that get them in line. We seem to be reinventing the wheel. And even though we are a foundation and we should all be in this together, it seems like it's every station for itself.
I think
that's it. Thank you, Ken. I hope you heard that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to ask Teresa a question.
Hello?
Yeah, Jeb is asking a question.
Can I have that so she can hear
yes,
me?
Yes, pass it over. Pass it over.
Pass me Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that it's been alleged that you have a vested interest in a loan that was given to the Pacifica Foundation to get us out of some of the troubles that we ran into with regard to WBAI. I am wondering if you are in a position to make any financial profit off of the repayment of that loan, or if there's anything in any way related to that loan that bears on you, and I'm specifically asking this because of your desire to become the treasurer of KPFT.
I'm not quite sure if I sometimes I hear it when we have every other word. Am I financially involved in that? I just want to pay it back, and I think that it was very good of the lender to have the money. We were in a really tight bind.
No.
So if it was necessary to file bankruptcy, I would, of course, consider all of the options, because I certainly don't want us to lose our property, but we have an obligation to pay it back. I think it's definitely doable if we have some people that wanted to donate $500,000, and we certainly have those people in Houston, we have them in New York, we have them in Berkeley. I hope that answers your question.
To be succinct, are you one of those lenders?
No, I'm not. No.
I'm done.
Okay.
Can I clarify?
Can I ask you a question?
Teresa, were you a member of the friendly loan in which you helped us get out of the Empire State Building loan? And you,
Nancy,
as a result, got $3.3 grand in interest. Hello?
I can
Teresa, this is Nancy. I'm asking if you were a member of the friendly loan where you helped by donating $10,000 to help us get out of the Empire State Building clutches, and as a result received $3.3 grand as interest.
I did loan money. And this, and the money that I loaned to get us eligible for that loan was repaid.
Yes, and with $3.3 grand interest in your pocket, right?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yes, yeah.
After I loaned my initial money and I was repaid, I was not involved in that loan process.
She's asking if you received interest on the loan, on the money that you loaned.
I'm sorry, I have to speak into the phone for me to hear your question.
Nancy was asking if you received any interest on the money that you loaned.
Yes, I did receive interest for the money on the loan, and I was told when I loaned the money that there was risk involved.
Yeah. Any other comments? Questions? The other person running is Adriana. Do we have her on the telephone?
Well, she was not given the number. And I just asked Bill for the number. He said he didn't know.
No, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Your minute is over.
I asked Bill for the number, so she could call me.
Let me see what I got.
He probably hurried him through his phone. So obviously, this is,
let me see what I got.
It's problematic when we do these things, but certainly when the number's not published ahead of time, it's not going to be an issue.
Can we receive two calls on this?
Well, yeah, I gave him my number so she could call.
But she didn't want to call your phone, which is not proper protocol anyway.
I'm sorry, you know, nobody asked in advance other than Teresa. and so we didn't use the conference. She was having trouble with the conference call number I gave her.
Equal access. If we were going to use this process, we should have had some means. That's why I was against the telephone in the first place.
And I'll connect them together.
Some folks don't want to go through other folks' phones.
She can call your phone then.
My phone is fine. Anybody's phone.
But if somebody can't come and they want to be on the phone and want to be deal with it that way, they need to send something to the chair and the secretary. Let us know that you need that number, and we'll get them that number. That's how Teresa got the number. She sent us an email, and I sent it back to you.
Well, sort of making common sense, I think the proper thing would have been anyone who was elected who could have not made it for any reason. The number should have been published on the LSB trail, whatever number was going to be used, and you ain't got to worry about calling the chair.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's just use a little common sense here.
Go ahead.
Point of order. What's this got to do with our process?
Yeah.
It's got everything to do with our process. It's called equal access. It's got to do with our process.
First of all, I'm wondering if we're supposed to see Mary Ann before we finish
no
the
process.
Hi.
You want
to election my mom?
Well, there's somebody who's running.
I called her name.
Making rules up as
she's on.
She's what?
She's on.
She's on.
Oh, she's on.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Adriana. Why are we doing this? Because Adriana wants to run.
Teresa just called in
and given a chance.
Delivered to the treasurer.
Nancy has her own phone.
So you want to use this my phone?
Nancy has Adriana on her phone.
And the boy.
It's up to the individual if they need to call in to figure it out. It's not up to you.
No, we'll get some.
I think you have a right to say what you're going to do as treasurer.
I can't hear anything she's saying.
She's allowing us not to waste time, Nancy. So go ahead, hang on.
Hey, we're not private. I got it on speaker. I don't know. I can't hear you.
Is there some way we can put it on this or not unless it calls on that
same time as
what
she calls
me?
She'll call me.
She
did not want to make a statement.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
No,
I can't. Let's go. Please.
Right,
could we stop the conversations and get on with the order of business? The next thing to do is to vote on the candidates. She does not have a statement she wishes to make. So let's have a vote. All those in favor of Teresa, should we do this by ballot?
Why?
Joseph
Hessen.
Ken got a question.
Joseph has some what? Ballots?
Please.
Can I? Number four?
Go ahead.
Okay. Adriana Casanave, I already sent an email, but some of you may not have received it or read it or had time or you skipped it or whatever. Just that she did a miraculous job as just a PNB director doing the first financial investigation of our KPFB station. No PNB director had ever done it before. And this didn't mean that they were lazy, it's just that they just were unable to do it. Wesley tried twice, and he was totally ignored by the general manager. Anyway, she wasn't satisfied. She didn't get all she wanted, although they had a lot of printed stuff ready for her. And she brought her own scanner. She didn't want to put them out of trouble, you know, take a lot of time from the work. And she went by her own transportation to all five stations and the national on her own dime, and she investigated, and she found and recovered $30,000 that was an overpayment to one of our staff. I realize some of you may not have read it, but it was recovered. And,
which it was never followed through with and recouped, now was it?
And do I have
this
motion?
Why do you have a right to always?
Okay, and this was announced by the IED, Margie Wilkinson, on the WBI LSB serve, public serve, because at the time it was a board meeting and I could not go. Mother had broken her hip and I sent, and when I hit KPFD LSB, it went to KPFK, so they found out about it. And they.
This is an Adriana statement. Please
give her so anyway, this lady cares very much, and she's been on the National Finance Committee, and she found common problems at all five stations.
Didn't Adriana say she did not want to make a statement? Wasn't that what I heard?
She said that it's no use. They've already made your decision.
Okay, well then we don't need all this on and on, do we? I think it's all right for her to have somebody, you know, talk or motivate for her. I mean, we allowed Teresa to have two questions and two comments. I mean, I don't. Okay, you want to be like that? That's fine. Shut up.
I would like to move on with the voting. If there is anybody here who is uncertain who they're voting for, let's have some questions. But aside from that,
who are the candidates?
Teresa and Adriana.
Yes. No, Linda.
No.
Linda's running for treasurer?
Teresa and Adriana are the only two. Can we please move on?
Those are the only two.
I mean, what's one that you don't understand?
Joseph, can you please pass
okay,
those
Okay, Teresa's
out.
Been on the finance committee the first time last year.
What?
She's surprised that we're not getting Teresa come in and income out.
Would you please be quiet and let us get the ballots passed out? Please do. Thank you.
By the way, all we have is 23 that were in the vote, so we don't need more than 23 ballots here?
No.
Yes, Dave. Yes, Dave. Come on, I'm vice chair. Come on.
This is secretary. Under article,
Joseph. This is secretary.
Were you recognized?
This is for Joseph.
Right. Yeah. 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 She said she's helping me when she calls on me, and you didn't say anything. So I've got my hand up. Point of order. Under article.
Well, it doesn't matter. They say secretary, so this won't count.
Under article 13 of our bylaws, it talks about circumstances where an individual may have a conflict of interest in regard to finances.
Yes.
And they are supposed to divulge this fact. And we did not know about this. I think it's pertinent that people know that Teresa Allen may be facing some future action by this body for her failure to do this that we just learned about a few minutes ago.
Do what? You're talking about having loans that been part
not
of
not notifying us of the fact that she made money on the deal.
Oh, okay.
It's not outstanding.
Order.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
No good to
and this
so please have less conversations, side conversations. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know some people have disdain for rather rules of order, but one of the reasons for rather rules of order is that all questions should be directed to the chair. So I'm trying to properly do that. Is the chair aware that the national bylaws indicate that no member of the LSB or the PNB is supposed to receive or accept any enumeration for services?
I don't believe that was for services, it was for money lent, right? There's a difference.
Well, that would be an enumeration. In other words, you're not supposed to gain anything from the corporation's logics. And this is a violation of such, although we're not going to do anything about
it,
I'm sure.
I think there's a very large difference between receiving payment for money loaned and receiving payment for services rendered.
Giving is one thing without any special consideration of a return. A gift
okay.
is one thing.
Please. Okay. Start around this way.
Point of
Bill.
Order. Point
you
of
know,
order.
The PNB dealt with this last year.
Point of order.
Deliberately.
What Mr. Archer said, I'm sorry, is wrong. If you look in your bylaws, anybody ever read those bylaws? They're really in there. I sent it to you because you made the same accusation about me. I stated which bylaws it addresses. It's 8-something. But if you're doing something for the PNB, or in this case, was it the LSB? I don't know who Teresa loaned the money to. But if you do anything for the PNB, the PNB can vote themselves to hire somebody. They look at the conflict of interest, and they look at where they'd have to go to get the same service done. And then they vote on it. And if they vote for it, then it's done. And in my case, they voted for it. In her
case, there was
case,
no case in her case. She wasn't even on the board, so it was not a conflict of interest.
She's on the board.
Okay? So we just got 3.3 grand in her pocket.
Please.
I
don't think they made that.
Please be recognized before you talk.
Thanks for making that loan, Teresa.
Really?
Appreciate it.
Please be recognized before you talk. We've got an awful reason here. Ballots are ready to be picked up.
I hand out 20 ballots. Is there anyone that I skipped or missed? Does anyone here have a ballot?
Yes.
Is there anyone that's going to be counted in this election besides the 20 ballots at this table? I just want to make sure that I know that this is it.
Teresa should get to vote. She just has to. She has to. You have to write her a secret ballot.
I'm just asking the chair.
Can she vote? You're asking you, can she vote?
Yes.
You can have Teresa vote on the phone.
I don't see why not. She's entitled to be here.
Right.
Anybody have any objections to that?
Yeah, I object. She needs to vote on the phone.
Point.
Yes.
There was an email that said,
please
call the specific instructions that they give up their anonymity, that they can do a voice vote.
Correct.
That's the process.
She gives up her anonymity.
And we were not told this before this election.
Obviously, she votes for herself.
No. We were not. So the other candidate doesn't know that she had that right.
I'm sorry.
Is there somebody undecided?
We'll call her back.
Could we collect the ballots and count them? And then if there's even close, we can debate the minutiae of it. Otherwise, we'll just count it as...
Somebody should fill out a ballot for Teresa and Adriana if she wants to call back.
That's a 1-for-1 of one.
She
the
Well, we have a law.
Excuse me. She cannot vote. Marianne cannot vote. She hasn't been seated
yet. She's
on
the ballot.
She's on the ballot. I mean,
did you seat her and have her do our introduction?
She's on the ballot. Read your bylaws. It's in the bylaws.
No, I didn't see that she was seated officially.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, on the agenda.
We have ballots handed out. I collected 20 ballots.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I missed it.
I have.
I think Nancy's right, because I'm sorry, no offense at all, but you want this is a continuation meeting. This is not a new meeting. It's not a
from leftover four blocks.
No.
Why do we do that meeting for Robert then?
I don't think that's true.
If you choose one rule to apply, you want to apply to everyone.
This is illegal.
Please, people.
No offense,
wait to be recognized, please.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I don't think we stop talking about what I don't know. Sorry, Richard, but this, I told you this on the email. This is a continuation meeting.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
So what?
If you read the bylaws, it says that person who comes up just is, we don't recognize them stuff. They just become a member of the.
The thing is, it's like during that meeting that someone comes on. So this is the same meeting. We can't.
Read your bylaws.
She hasn't been officially seated, so you're contaminated.
She does not have to be officially seated. We do not do that. Read your bylaws.
You let them come on after you. It's in the agenda. It says replacement. Read Richard's agenda.
Or just
read your bylaws.
No, read the agenda, Richard.
When is it on?
There's a blank space on the agenda.
Look up Richard, and you'll find his one of his.
Let me. I have the floor. Rollins sent an email saying that she's recovered from bronchitis and asked for excused absence.
Who?
You mean Durrell?
Durrell.
Yes.
Durrell. Durrell Rollins.
Oh, okay. I think that's automatic if she's at a request.
No, it's not automatic. You got to say, is there any objection?
Okay, is there any objection to her having an excuse out?
No.
Okay.
Look at the agenda, you'll see it.
Okay, nominations for secretary.
Is it going to know?
No, no, it's gone.
What?
We already
it's gone.
We're going to the secretary.
What time is it?
We got 20 minutes.
7:38.
When we ask the general manager, he wants to come. Because we got to get into this next. We got to get into that delegates thing next.
Why can't we finish what we were doing?
No, we did that last time. Let's not jump the agenda again.
We're not jumping anything.
Complete. Why? Why? No, it isn't. We didn't do a secretary.
Yes, we did.
When?
We did.
Before the treasurer.
Before
yeah,
the
that was John.
We already did that.
You were talking about the Roberts.
Okay.
Chair, I see 13 votes for Ms. Teresa Allen. I see 6 votes for Ms. Adriana Castaneda and 1 ballot unmarked. So I would declare Teresa Allen the winner.
Okay, thank you. Right. Is Teresa still here? Yeah, well, you won. Congratulations, ma'am.
Thank you. What I'd like to do is I'd like to hang up and try to dial the conference number again, which was really busy. And if I
can't
get through, I'd like
you
to hang up Bill's phone.
What?
So I can't get through.
Get
I'll just call
phone.
Back on Bill's number.
Okay.
Look, Bill
says there's no reason to do that, Teresa.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
Bill told me he didn't know the number. So what I'm asking, so that any other person...
Hold on, just a minute. I can't hear with this.
Well, I have the floor, so whatever she said is not important. What is important is that we enfranchise each member. And Bill told me he did not know the number. So if she can call in, let her tell us what the number is. She's going to call in so we can give it to any other member
okay.
who
Teresa,
wants to call in.
There?
Have some semblance of fairness yeah. around here.
Would you give us the number that you called in on the
reason?
That's
what
I have to do. Could I have a little quiet so I can express to Teresa what you asked me to? We need the number that you originally called in on.
515-604-9067. And
it's
Ricky's busy.
And it's busy. Okay. Did
thanks.
You get the number?
No, I didn't.
Okay, it's 515-604-9067.
Okay, 515-604.
I will try it again.
But you need the code number, too.
And what is
511620.
511620.
But she couldn't call it.
511620. Could you repeat the number?
Okay.
515-604-9067. And the code is 511620.
Got it this time. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Call it again, Teresa.
Okay. Do we have results here? Yes, we already have the
yeah,
results. Yes.
Thank
you. Just. This is very difficult with you telling me every second what I should be saying. Joseph, thank you very much for helping with your election. I really appreciate it.